Post-it notes. Collected thoughts from others about our later life. For some time I've collected random ideas on aging from articles, books, and conversations. I thought post-it notes would be easier to sort. Turned out it's easy with Word. Here's the grab bag. Let go. Time to let go and not care what others think of you, what you should do or say, about expressing yourself in your way, in your words. You no longer need to have the latest popular item. It's time to let go of worry about terrorists, aging, immigrants, money, the latest fashion, or looking like a 20-year-old. You don't have to keep up with the Joneses or anyone else. Doing more is not necessarily the goal, unless you believe he who has the most toys or trips wins. Do you fear the loss of control, power, and self? The biggest fears are in our mind. We suffer more in imagination than in reality. That's from Seneca, 45 AD. Time to stop worrying and get on with living. Carpe diem. Don't buy into delayed gratification. You probably don't have time or don't need to delay. Life is very short. Death is very long. Fortunately, you won't notice. It's an exciting time to do those things you wanted to do, perhaps things you dreamed of but put off, or perhaps new desires that you didn't see before. Now it's time to honestly answer the question, what do I want to do with my life? Get engaged with something to find out what turns you on. Finding meaning is not an armchair activity. You might not solve the world's problems, but you can make a difference to one person, to one organization, to one cause. Happiness. Pleasure and happiness are not the same. Seeking pleasure rarely brings happiness. Stop trying to be happy and start doing what satisfies you, what you like, what you're good at, and what's meaningful to you. Then you'll be happy. Do things you are proud of. If you can't find pleasure in the everyday simple things, you probably won't find pleasure traveling to exotic places. What's important? If you knew you were going to die in 12 months, what would you do and how would you want to be remembered? When you are close to dying, what might you wish you had done? I don't think visiting Machu Picchu is on that list. You don't have to prove anything to anybody, including yourself. This is your time to do what makes you feel good. Do you know what makes you feel good? Think about the last time you were truly, deeply happy. What was happening? Imagine you died, then came back here for a short time. What would you think, say, or do? Wisdom. You have wisdom, a vast library of experience. It's a pity not to use it. Do you see yourself as fixed or as growing? To live long, explore, and grow. Life without contemplation is not worth living. A life that's all contemplation is not lived. Who am I at this point in my life? A desk is a dangerous place from which to view the world. You are special just as you are now. Take a deep breath, smile, say, thank you. Life is brief and precious. Don't waste it. You only get one chance. Do any of these comments strike you as particularly interesting? I welcome your suggestions, questions, or comments. Thank you for visiting me, Barry Feagan.